situated, for goodness sake.
We'll be all right. We'll be okay.
Everybody, what's next? This is Bob.
Hey, everyone. This is Pete Best.
Yeah, you are the Pete Best. You're the Stu Sutcliffe, actually, of this group.
Yeah, really.
All right. You don't even rank Pete Best at this point, really.
We're going to be introducing Cowboy Dave here this week, because he's my replacement.
So. I'm John Paul and George. And you're Ringo, Stu, and Pete.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to be out of the back of here soon.
Oh, my gosh. We'll see if I make it through this, so we'll keep it going, Miles, if I pass out here.
Yeah, I'll just keep, like a filibuster going, man.
Yeah. If I start have a coughing fit or something, you just keep going, okay?
I'll be coughing through this, so we'll be in good company together.
Yeah,
so.
A couple of emphysema patients here tonight.
I know, damn.
Oh, I should have stopped smoking sooner.
Too much weed.
Oh, my gosh, my lungs.
Too much weed, man.
I'm not feeling good. I haven't been feeling good for a couple of days, and so, you know. I'm pretty sure that it's a Russian, some kind of Russian thing they're carrying out. I was like had a pinprick when I was out in public or something, and they got me some kind of respiratory infection. So
you could have had some tainted pizza last week, and maybe it just kind of,
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's slow moving.
It could. Oh, that'd be awful damn slow.
Well, you are awful damn slow.
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, though, I have another pizza story.
And I'm the fat one of the group. Isn't that funny?
No, I think I'm the fat one.
How much do you weigh?
So, my son, he wanted to go to this pizza place. It's called Papa Vito's. And it's in Belleville, Illinois, if for those who want to, live in the area, want to go there. Excuse me. And the Papa Vito's claim to fame is that it's haunted. It's a haunted pizza place.
A haunted pizza place called Papa Vito's in Belleville, Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
He's like, we were supposed to go on Monday night, but they're not open on Monday, so we took a trip down there on Sunday, so we could eat at the haunted pizza place. Actually, it was probably for the best, because I wasn't as sick on Sunday. I was just starting to get sick. So maybe maybe I got the curse of Papa Vito's. I don't know. Could be.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the interesting thing is it's in an old schoolhouse.
Mm.
And it's like one of those old schoolhouses where, it was well before, anybody had a wheelchair. And there's like, steps to get into school and steps to go everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I was in kindergarten, we had basically you walked up steps to get into the school, and then you had to walk down steps once you got in. It was like the stupidest arrangement.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, I guess there's one of these kids walking on steps or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's kind of like that. And so we go there. It was actually pretty good. A little too much cheese for me. I'm not... I like a certain amount of cheese, but not, over cheesy. So, my review was it was really quite tasty, but a lot of cheese. I mean, like, if you like a lot of cheese, just had a lot of cheese, So.
I have trouble eating cheese. Yeah,
yeah, too much cheese just gunks me up or something. Maybe this is all about the cheese. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we go in there and... I'm joking around with him because he heard the pizza was pretty good, but he really was just wanting to go see it to to see about these ghost things and see inside there and all that kind of stuff. And it's not a particularly funny story, but this is probably the fastest pizza that I've ever gotten. So we get in there and we get seated, you know, and it's like an old school kind of place, you know what I mean? It's not like fast food. It actually has tablecloths and, you know,
right.
You know, it has all the shakers on the table and, you know, and it's obviously an old school. It looks, the dining room is just, they've opened up this old school and it's kind of interesting. But as you come in the front door, what's that?
Well, you're sitting at like an old school desk.
No. It had regular tables and stuff, but but you could tell the layout was just different, you know.
Right.
They had like a little like banquet room that was like a different school room, and you know.
Yeah.
The main dining area was like probably the old gymnasium or something. I don't know. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was more like a grade school, so there wasn't like a high school or anything. It was really quite small.
Yeah.
But anyway. So we sit down, we're looking around, and it's cool. They got, you know, all the old school kind of things. I guess they've been there for quite some time. And we order, and I swear, within like, you know, normally they just take the time. It's like everybody's, you know, on smoke break or something when you go to a pizza place. But within like 10 minutes, we had our pizza.
Hey, you ordered the cheesy pizza.
I'm like, they're not screwing around here. They want to get you in and get you out, so... And we were after lunch, so it wasn't too busy, but there still was quite a few people there for a Sunday afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's telling me where supposedly he read about these things that occurred, and so we're looking around, and then we eat, you know, and just talking amongst ourselves, and we go to leave, and he was supposed to take some pictures, you know, he wants to take some pictures. So he's taking a few pictures on the way out with his phone, and I asked the hostess lady, I go, hey, this place is haunted. You know, I'm pulling a Miles title here, embarrass my kid.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I haven't been working here that long. But there's all these stories that the pictures move, and then they saw this woman who was on the staircase, and we were like right by the staircase. There's stairs that go up, that has an upstairs. It's closed off. I'm assuming it's either a banquet area or like offices or something. And I mean, she's just going on and on and on, telling us all about it. I should not ask the question. And
are you sure you asked it?
Yes, I was. We were inching closer to the exit because she was into it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I was like, you know, I wanted like the 30-second TV guide version, and she was like on the, you know, half-hour tour version or something.
That's been to 1998.
Yeah, and she just started working there, apparently, so. But anyway, she just went on and on and talked about this. A lady hung herself by the staircase, and, you know.
Oh, that's some depressing school.
Yeah, it was a school teacher, apparently, hung herself by the staircase. And you can see this apparition of her by the stairs sometimes, and people have had, you know, things turn on and off, and lights go on and off, and I mean, we're slowly moving towards the exit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, we got a little more than we bargained for out of this, bud, you know, I probably should open my big mouth.
Yeah.
So my whole bit kind of backfired on me. Usually, when that happens, I have to kind of drag it out of people, you know, and it becomes an interview.
Yeah.
Not with this broad. She's just like, blah, 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 blah. And she kept talking louder as we got further away from her. It was funny. And over there, like, right where you're at by the door. I'm like, thank you.
Like, I'll either get that or someone that has no knowledge of what you're talking about.
Yeah, really. They're like, what? So, but I mean...
This mofo's haunted?
What's that?
This mofo's haunted? Holy
crap. Oh, really? What are you talking about? I just started working here.
Yeah.
But it was like night and day between the server who like wanted to get this the hell out of there. Maybe her shift was ending, I don't know, but and then the hostess was just like, you know. She just would not quit. She's like the Wikipedia page for this place or something. I don't know. But I'm like, oh, we got a little more than we bargained for there, I guess. So it was interesting, though. But I would have to say if you are in the downtown Belleville area, it's worth stopping by. They have good pizza. So
what's it called again?
If you don't mind a lot of cheese.
Yeah. What's it called?
Papa Vito's.
Papa Vito's.
Okay. Papa Vito's.
Papa Vito's.
You know, good Italian. Good Italian name.
Well, you know, if there's ever a time where I'm in St. Louis and you're in St. Louis, maybe we'll go there then, I guess.
Well, I'd take you to my favorite place. It's not haunted, but, you know.
We'll just eat pizza all weekend. How's that?
I love pizza. I had pizza last night.
Pizza.
It wasn't good pizza, but I had pizza last night, so.
We'll go to In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, I have never been to In-N-Out Burger. Have you ever been?
No, come on.
I think that's only out west. I've never been out west too much.
No, I don't travel anymore.
But, yeah, you apparently don't even leave your house anymore. You're like a hermit.
I've become you, I know.
Yeah, apparently, we're slowly switching places there.
It sucks.
Yeah, exactly. See?
It sucks, I know.
But I wouldn't go anywhere. My kids always get me to go places, so.
Come on, let's go, Daddy.
They say, let's go do this, and I'm like, okay. If I didn't have anybody to see, like my wife or the kids or whatever, I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd just stay home.
Yeah, I'd go out all the time.
I'm tired.
I'd still play $10.
So, yeah. I mean, that thing with Chad, that was, like, really way out of usual, you know?
Yeah.
Way abnormal for me, so.
Yeah.
But I'm trying, you know.
You're trying, yeah, I know.
You haven't got long on this earth, Miles.
You're right there. Some less than others.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And then you get sick like this, you feel like you're going to die every night. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to suffocate here in my sleep.
Yeah.
I better not say that too loud. My wife will get ideas, you know, because a well-placed pillow while I've got all this nasal congestion may just be the ticket, you know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm not doing a show with your son.
She'll be like, ah, here's my ticket out of this misery. I put up with this guy far too long.
You're a keeper. You're a keeper, Bubbleman.
Yeah, okay.
You're a keeper.
Thanks. Appreciate the good words there, Miles. So what's going on with you? I'm having haunted pizza. Apparently it made me sick, so.
Yeah, well, that's all right. It's a ghost of pizza past.
Yeah, apparently I'm passing a dead school teacher through my psyche right now. My neck itches. My neck really itches, so maybe it is true. You know, she hung herself, so.
Could be.
My neck has been itchy since Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have I don't have a neck like you. I have, you know, more normal neck.
I was like a size 19.
Yeah, you got like a. I mean, you're bordering. If it weren't so uniform, somebody would say goiter.
Goiter? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but yours.
Idiot.
Yours is uniform. You got like a Barney Rubble neck going on. Yeah.
I know.
So what's going on with you? Do you have any good haunted pizza? Or?
No, I took my oldest son and his fiance going to the mall up in Iowa City.
Oh, you went to the big city, huh?
Yeah, my son had some business up there we had to take care of, so we were doing that. We had time to kill. We had to. We still have to go hang out at the mall, you know, and do what we do best, you know.
What's that, leering at people?
Pretty much leering, looking up skirts and stuff like that, down blousing, whatever.
Upskirting and down blousing.
Down, pretty much, yeah. And,
I took my drone and my camera.
Pretty much, I was droning, you know, into the women's bathroom.
Yeah,
and stuff like
I had an RC car with a camera pointed upward and a drone.
A good time was had by all.
And I was trying to see if I could go, like, you know, from south to north and north to south all on one person, see the whole package, but...
if you know what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
we call that a sunrise, if you get to see everything. Sunrise to sunset, you know what I'm saying, so...
yeah, right, more of a sunset, you know what I'm saying, yeah. And, we did get together... and towards the end, as it was wrapping up, it's like, all right, well, everyone goes to one more store, and then we kind of wrap it up.
And we got it, one more big purchase.
I'm like, well, back to Victoria's Secret fulfill, I guess.
Daddy Miles is going to fly his drone into the changing area in just a minute.
So these two take off on me. They go into some big department store. And,
Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah. Pretty much, no, I don't know what they went to. I don't know, pennies or the hell they went into or something. But anymore, it's all closing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm, like, right by one of these, like, massage table things.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
And,
one of those automatic ones, or where there's really a person?
No, like, the one with, like, the weird chair.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And, so there's an Oriental gentleman... he waves me in, like, yeah. I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm doing this.
He's like, come on in, fat person. The weight limit is over.
He was like, Joe, come here. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Come here, Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
I need to entertain and, number one grandson with the Jell-O Man.
And he's like, oh, come on, I'll work on you. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way in hell. And next thing I know, I'm standing up, and he gets behind me, and he starts working on my shoulder.
You're like, Donne ma.
His hands were so magical.
Oh, he touched you?
Yes, I was standing there, and I go, yeah, you do it for free. He starts, like, working on me for free. I'm like, whoa.
He, like, filled like Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, yeah, needing bread. Oh, oh. Popping fresh.
I feel like Sculptor.
Yeah, Sculptor. I'm a big statue of David.
Yeah, it's in here somewhere. I just got to remove a lot of this.
And next thing I know, I'm in the chair.
Oh, totally got you into the chair by touching you. You are so easy.
I'm like, I hope this isn't very... I saw some chart. I go, just give me the $10, $12.
Yeah, you saw the like the it's like the something. Car wash. You're like, I want everything. No rocker panel and no tire scrubbing.
It's like a stretch limo or something.
That's right. I don't want any Armor All on my lower region.
Oh, my God. This guy's going to town, man.
He's like, good. Do you have a special today? I'm a veteran.
I got hurt in the gall.
Yeah, I got shrapnel. Well, I had a black penis. You know, did I tell you this? I had a black penis.
No, I got hurt in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. It was my heart, the Bueno sisters.
Yeah. And so I'm like in the position, you know, I'm in this weird, not kneeling position, but you're just like in some weird, in this weird chair. I don't know how to explain it, but you're kind of just, you're face down into like this big cushion, you know.
Yeah, oh, you were face down.
I was face down. He has put a towel over my head.
Yeah, well, that's because he's taking your wallet out.
Okay, now it's getting a little weird. Okay.
You're right. Like, happy ending? Happy
ending. Another $10, please. Yeah.
He's like, if I can find it, I'll give you a happy ending. I'll tell you that.
This guy is done using his hands. He has gone into using his freaking elbows on me.
Oh, well, otherwise you wouldn't feel it, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. I've got these bony elbows digging into my, like, shoulder blade. I'm like,
I can imagine him working on you, and after a while you're just farting, like, mercilessly.
I was in so much pain.
Really?
This was not gentle, no. This was a very painful thing, and you can't scream because your face is, like, cushioned into this thing, so even if you do scream, no one's going to hear you, you know, because sure. You're, like, you know.
So this guy was working you over, huh?
Yeah, no, I don't want to sound like a pussy, so I'm trying not to scream or cry, because I mean, it's like, imagine someone taking their freaking elbow, I mean, really, and going into your back with it, you know, like,
did he take your shirt off at all?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
At one point,
you're like, that's my cell phone, crunch.
What?
You're like, that's my cell phone, crunch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all like, you want me to make you feel good, huh?
He's like, your ass so tight. You got tight ass.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He worked on my right shoulder blade so freaking much. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, this son of a bitch. Oh, then he gets on the left one, and then he starts working all over. And then he starts pinching my neck like Mr. Spock. You know, like, oh!
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. And he's like got like some weird like aftershave or something he's putting on me, too. So now I've got like this weird scent on me. He's working.
He's claimed you.
Yeah. Like, you have my scent.
I have my scent all over you.
Is this judgment? What is this?
So you basically paid $12 to get beat up?
Yeah, oh, he wanted me to keep going. He's like, oh, you want the $20 option, don't you? I'm like, I'm in a lot of pain, dude.
Really? Wow.
I mean, afterwards, I did feel good, I'll be honest with you, but my God, getting that is like the most painful.
Well, it's because you never move those muscles at all, so...
Holy crap.
You're like partially rigor mortis, you know what I mean? That's...
I know you had to work through the fat a little bit, but man, right, yeah. Holy cow.
He's like, holy moly.
He phoned a friend. He's like, come on in, man. I need some help, man.
Hold on, I gotta go get a hammer, for Christ's sake. No muscle.
You had to bring in a rolling pin, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, no. Holy shit.
No muscle at all. Holy. How do you move?
You don't have too much back fat.
It's all bones and fat.
Reminds me of the steak I had last night. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
I bet you had a giant bowel movement after that, because that's what you do all the time.
You know, I probably should say that because before this happened, we had had a pretty big meal.
Okay.
And usually when I have a big meal, usually, like, I'm in the bathroom sooner or later, you know.
Usually sooner.
Like, when an order comes in, an order has to leave, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so, right.
Like, two or three times I've gone into different mall bathrooms, like, God, I think I gotta go, but I couldn't.
Really? You close up at the mall, huh?
Yeah, I had stage fright. And this is before the rubdown, by the way. And I go into this thing, I go, okay, there's no one in there, good.
Yeah.
Good. It's got like a bunch of stalls, I get in there, I go, well, I'll just sit in the middle part, that's okay. And right. I was wrong because the very, very end, some dude is in there.
So you got somebody to blame if you're in the middle, so.
Oh my God, I'm sitting there, all
and it was your masseuse.
Yeah. Not only that, but
he's like, I'm so tense. I work on this fat guy for half an hour.
this dude is talking to himself.
He's talking to himself while he's farting?
This guy's like pumping himself up to like get in and like, all right, we can do it tomorrow. I couldn't really hear what he was saying, but it felt like he was like giving himself a pep talk so he could poop more than...
You're going to get it all out. You're going to it's going to happen.
This guy must have ate at like Chewy's Mexican restaurant or something. I don't know what, man. That had the most goddamn gas.
Andale. Oh my gosh. He's like the Tony Robbins of shitting.
You can do it. Now come on.
You can do it.
You got a walk and turn. Let's go.
It's crowning.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's doing has his camera phone on down low, like filming it.
Come on, baby.
You got it. Come on.
Don't make me get out the hook.
The grace of God and these two fingers, you're coming out.
Oh, my Lord. So that puts you off a little bit, huh?
Yeah, after that, I did not feel like I had to poop after that. I'm like, nope.
That sounds like an old boss I had. I worked at this mortgage company when I was younger as a courier.
Yeah.
And if you went in there with him, it was all expulsive. And he'd talk, and he'd try to talk to you. And he was like the president of the mortgage company.
Hey, Bob, how's your dad?
You know, you come in and take a whiz, it's like one of those, like, you know, two stalls, two urinal kind of a situation.
Yeah.
And somebody walks, hey, who is that?
You want to know who came in?
Yes.
Oh, I've never had anyone.
He's in the stall, and he's like, how's it going today? You know, and I was the courier, and so, hey, when you make your run today, would you do me a favor? Sure. We need more toilet paper. I don't And then he'd be like, and then he'd keep talking to you. Then he'd talk to you some more. He'd like rip one off, like a big one.
That's disgusting.
And I'm like trying not to laugh because he's the boss and it's a whole thing. And
yeah.
I guess he was in the military or something. I don't know, maybe.
No way. No, I quit. I'm done.
Yeah, no, I worked for a while. I mean, until I got another job.
I'll go outside of the dumpster and piss because I'm not
talking. But yeah, I never wanted to go in when he was in there. I'd kind of like do the loop by his office to see if he was in there before I go in the bathroom.
Are you afraid of bad touches? No, I just don't want to talk to him.
I just don't want to talk to you while you're taking a dropping a deuce. I mean, it's weird.
Hey, Bob.
Exactly. That's the way it was. I'm not lying.
Your mom still working at Kohl's?
Yeah. This is way before that, but yeah.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it was a weird, he was a weird guy. Apparently he followed me one day, I heard. He followed me on my courier job. Without me knowing, there was like a company car, and he drove it in every morning, and then I took it on the courier run, and then brought it back, and he took it home, right? And so when I was on the courier run, he didn't have a car. And, I mean, it only took like an hour and a half, something like that. And, he borrowed somebody else's car and like followed me around on my courier run.
Did you know this?
No, I didn't. I had no clue. I was just told later. Yeah. Like, they're like, what'd you do? The boss was following you around. I'm like, nothing. I just did my work.
Just want to see if you want to take a poop with me.
Yeah. And then, I mean, nothing ever, he never said anything, but. It was like a weird, he was weird, so.
That's you, man.
So anyway, it was bizarre.
Yeah.
I never saw him, and then he never said anything, and the only reason I heard about it was because the person whose car he borrowed told me, so.
Get some intel on Bob here.
Yeah, let's see what is he taking his poops to other places? Why isn't he in the bathroom anymore? Somebody making them uncomfortable? We need to get a massage table in here?
If you tell the cops, I'll kill your parents.
Nice.